Well, police in Lebanon have killed two notorious ISIL terrorists who were wanted on several charges, including plotting attacks against the army last October. Police say security forces killed Osama Mansour and Ahmed al-Nazir during a shootout in the northern city of Tripoli. Police also arrested Sheikh Khalid Hoblos, who has been on the run following his involvement in clashes with the army since last year. Mansour, along with 27 other terrorists, was behind January's deadly twin bomb blast that rocked the Jabal Muhsin district of Tripoli. He was also an associate of the country's top fugitive, Shadi Maulawi. Terror groups in Syria have carried out cross-border attacks on neighboring Lebanon over the past few years. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Ali Risk, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Ali, quite an important, I would imagine, achievement on the part of the Lebanese forces.
Yes, it's a significant hunt or a significant catch, we could say, by the Lebanese military or by the Lebanese internal security forces, along with the Lebanese army. There was a period, if you noticed, where there were no significant catches of such a weight which were made. So this latest catch, I think, once again reflects a determination by the Lebanese sides to tackle the problem of terrorism. And indeed, in this particular issue, fortunately, there does seem to be consensus amongst rival Lebanese factions, notably March 8 and Hezbollah, and also March 14, regarding, you know, catching terrorists. There does appear to be agreement contrary to other issues, for example, such as, you know, Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen, where there are sharp disagreements, March 14 taking the side of the Saudis. Regarding Lebanese internal stability, there does appear to be cohesion. Just to note that the Lebanese internal security forces who carried out or who played the main role in this operation are close to the March 14. Indeed, the Lebanese Interior Minister, Nuhat al-Mashnou, is a high-ranking member of the March 14 movement, which does lead to optimism that indeed the Lebanese have united at the very least regarding tackling the problems inside the country and leaving the disagreements about issues outside Lebanon, leaving them or setting them aside and putting their sights or their priorities on Lebanese internal security. And so from here, one could predict that there will be further efforts to continue with such catches and to fortify Lebanon from the dangers of Takfiri terror. This is expected to further enhance the momentum and, as I said, fortify Lebanon, because previously, at the climax, when Lebanon was really subject to suicide bombings and attacks, that was the climax of political bickering. Ever since, dialogue has begun between Hezbollah and the Future Movement, you know, we've seen more stability and we've seen a lot more collective efforts in order to apprehend such individuals and to tackle the terror threat.
Okay, Ali, as always, thanks very much for that. That was Ali Risk, who was speaking to us live from Beirut.